Welcome back, Mark Schneidman. I am my client's realtor. Mark Schneep is my guest, economist. CaliforniaForecast.com is his website. And this segment, we're going to talk a little bit about specifically the housing, recovery, relapse, the economy, the impact maybe of Europe on the United States. But I did mention before the break two dates, 1909 and 1929. 1909, they passed the 16th Amendment, and in 1913, it was ratified of the allowing federal income tax. Any chance of repealing that?
Not likely.
And any chance of it's going to go? Is it going to be going up? That top bracket's going to be.
I think you can
increased?
Bet on that.
You can bet on that. It's another dollar I could win.
By 2012, we'll see more taxes.
The other, 1929, American paper currency was reduced in size as the government began issuing bills that were approximately 25% smaller. My dad was 15. I don't know why he didn't save a dollar or something. Have you ever seen the older bills, the larger bills?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah?
Yeah, get them on eBay.
Oh, no. Oh, you are an eBay fiend. I forgot about that. So let's talk about the overall picture. The recovery in housing, you know, there was some exuberance here in this column. You know, what's your forecast?
Yeah, I think the exuberance may have been slightly overstated. It's not so much that that housing isn't recovering; it's just not recovering at double-digit rates quite yet. I mean, yes, we're up in terms of prices and transactions are going very, very well. But it's a slow, gradual process, and it'll only gain steam and momentum once the job market starts turning around. So we look for that to occur with a lot more convincing evidence by 2011. So the next 6 months, we're still in a transition year. That means you've got ebb and flow, you've got fits and starts, but by 2011, it'll start to even out and be a lot more clear signs of growth. So we look for housing to look a lot better in 2011.
And you're talking Santa Barbara County?
Santa Barbara County and, for that matter, the rest of Southern California.
That's the same prognosis.
Same scenario.
So to what do you attribute this increase? Again, the median price has risen, so people are buying properties that are a little more expensive, more than just the low end. Doesn't mean that the house went up 10%, the value. So what do you attribute, you know, this huge number of people? You know, we've got low interest rates, people thinking maybe prices will go up. What do you think?
Low interest rates and also lower jumbo mortgage rates. The spread between the conforming and the non-conforming rates is narrowing again, like it should. So we've got much lower rates. Furthermore, you've got a lot more wealth that have been generated in the stock market that people feel a lot more comfortable about now buying into a home. And I think people are realizing in droves, in the aggregate, that, yeah, the price bottom has been reached. This is it. If you want to buy, this is the time to buy. The window's open, and it's time to jump through it because real estate's not going any lower. This is it because the economy's recovering. Now, people are concerned about a relapse in the economy, and certainly enough, the events in Europe with all the debt for some of these countries is troublesome, and it could actually push Europe back into a recession, but it's not going to be enough to bring the U.S. to its knees. So the U.S., it'll produce somewhat of a hiccup here, but the U.S. will continue to grow and will recover, and we'll see a more vibrant recovery, actually a transition into an expansionary phase sometime during 2011. So no double dip.
No double dip, and people were always worried about that. But there's probably some pessimistic economists out there.
There
that
are
want to cover their bases, there so they'll predict a double dip.
That's correct. But I'll tell you, my forecast, my outlook for the economy, is not an outlier, nor is it necessarily optimistic. It is consensus among most economists in the country today. So, if people believe that perhaps a downturn is imminent, well, that's not the consensus of economic forecasts right now.
Right, and what else can you base your forecast on but the way the pattern has been moving? And, you know, I mean, anything can happen that can throw a monkey wrench into something. So
any unanticipated event
right.
could change things around, but we can't predict that because it's unanticipated.
So things are slowly moving in a more positive direction. Federal stimulus, do you think that's helped or hurt or been neutral?
I don't think it's helped much. No, I can't see it hurting. It will ultimately hurt us, given the size of the deficit that we've been building in the federal government. But we at least, if we spend all the federal stimulus monies, we will at least have much better infrastructure in this country. There'll be more construction workers employed at some point in time. There'll be something like that. The problem with the stimulus is that most of that money still hasn't been spent. And second of all, when it does get spent, we probably won't need it at that point in time. So that's the problem with that. I would feel better if we just pulled all that money back and let the private sector expand and lead us into an expansionary period in the economy and not the federal government.
Well, I guess Ford Motor Company might be an example of what you're just saying now. Did it without federal stimulus, and someone who bought all that stock when Ford was down low made out very well.
That's right. And look at all the banks that took in essentially all the TARP monies. They're all paying it back, and the federal government's actually making money off the deal. So we won't be in the bind that we all had predicted 18 months ago with a lot of these banks defaulting and a lot of that TARP money never being paid back. It's being paid back, and it's being paid back at pretty healthy interest rate returns for the federal government.
So doesn't that support the federal stimulus when you weren't really saying it was all that great? I mean, doesn't that show that it functioned?
Well, the stimulus is not money that the government's going to get back. The TARP monies is.
Different, okay.
Different program. So everybody was worried that we were giving all this money, printing all this money and giving it to banks. But now all the banks are giving it back. So the analogy there is that we're then taking all the money in and burning it instead of printing it. So we just neutralize what we did. So it won't have as big of a negative impact on our deficit as we thought.
Now, if that happens, we're coming up to midterm elections. Is that going to, you know, a lot of people are predicting that the sitting president party usually gets hit. But if the economy, is the economy going to be in a good enough shape where they're going to try to claim credit and maybe not lose the House and Senate like some are predicting?
The economy should be in better shape by November, but I don't think it'll be in materially different shape than what we're seeing now. Yes, we'll continue to make more progress regarding economic indicators, but the jobs picture is still going to look ugly. The unemployment rate's still going to be very, very high. So no, I think that whatever the sentiment is today regarding the midterm elections, that's probably how it's going to prevail in November.
But as an economist, talking with Mark Schneep, economist, CaliforniaForecast.com is his website, as an economist, you look at certain indicators, and I think in your talk to the Association of Realtors last week, printed in the news press, you quoted something about X number of quarters in a row, consecutive quarters of growth and gross domestic product. And so those are numbers that are, what do they really mean? Because, you know, the average guy who's still unemployed doesn't see that or feel that, but what does those numbers really say?
Well, the numbers say that we're in recovery, that we have an economic recovery well underway, and it's entrenching itself, building momentum. I mean, there are fits and starts, as I said, but nevertheless, that's occurring. Most people on the street, however, don't see it, because the biggest thing that they're looking for is job creation, which we don't have yet. So until we have a lot more job creation occurring in this country, a lot of people are going to be in denial about the recovery. We're not going to see it, and we'll want a political change. And so until that really changes, and it's probably not going to change over the next 3 or 4 months, then look for some stubborn attitudes regarding the current administration.
Well, you're echoing what I read. There was a column printed in June 14th from Harvard University's Joint Center for Housing Studies, and there's the big subtitle, What's Required for a Housing Rebound Now is Jobs, and what you're saying essentially is for the whole economy, it's always about jobs.
It's always about jobs because that's what's near and dear to the average person on the street.
Did you see that 60-minute episode where people were just intentionally not paying their mortgage, people who could afford to pay their mortgage, and they highlighted this? It was and there's a really cool term for it. Instead of just being like a deadbeat, they have it's like planned, something calculating or something nice, and puts a really pretty spin on it. And I was watching it, and it said, you know, this poor guy, you know, his house is upside down, so he's, you know, he's not making his, you know, payments, or he's going to walk away, just give it to the bank.
Right. There's a website now called youwalkaway.com, and it tells you how you should walk away and whether you should or not based on your finances and the price of the house and how underwater it is.
The thing that
you might go
me.
There, Mark, and take a look.
No, I visit youmightgoofftheair.com. That's my favorite website. And I was kind of feeling empathy for this guy and these people, but then they continued to say that we're going to stay in the house for about 9 months and not make the payments. And that's when I really lost my sympathy for these people. That seems a little bit unfair.
Right. Well, their credit will be ruined for 7 years. They won't be able to get another home loan for quite some time. So that's the price that you pay.
We're winding down my interview here with Dr. Mark Schneep, CaliforniaForecast.com. Great to see you again. I appreciate you coming in and clarifying everything from the talk last week. Just a few seconds left. Santa Barbara demographics. Any radical changes here? What do you say to the guy who says, when you're all this illegal immigration, he goes, well, do you want to pay $5 for a head of lettuce? What's the impact here locally in Santa Barbara?
Well, we certainly have some illegal immigration. We don't have much legal immigration coming in. In fact, we have population loss from the South Coast over the last several years. But we do have illegal immigration, and a lot of it is working in the agricultural fields in the Santa Maria Valley and Lompoc Valley. So,
but no, is there no? There's no real dramatic economic impact, negative or positive, on us here.
I think there are negative impacts of illegal immigration on the state of California because we have laws that says that we have to provide them with services.
Right. Oh, right.
And so that can tend to be a drain on our health care and our school services.
I don't know why I threw that at you in just a few seconds left. That's a whole show in itself.
That's right.
And anyway, thank you so much for being here. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate and the guest, Mark Schneep. And this will be on the blog.radiorealestate.com shortly. That's a work in progress. That website will soon be a little more active. Thanks. We'll see you next time, Mark. Stay tuned, because I'll come back for one more segment with the weekly Multiple Listing Sales Update.